Okay, Hilchistum Saras, conclude Hilchistum Saras, today with Perik Yadalad, Tezvav, and Tezayn. And these three Prakim, the Ram is going to discuss the Saras Abayis. So, Halacha Alf Saras Batum, Kishnei Grisim, Zebes Hadzeh. It's the size of two Grisim, 6 by 12 Saris, and the Grisim have to be next to each other. Nim Sarech Venega, Kamei Makem Tzmichas, Sheish Saris Baguf, the width should be 6 Saris, Va'arke Kishnei Mises Saris Beribua, and the length should be 12 saris, again giving a form of a rectangle at least. Any neg less than this size in the house is tarred. Base. There are three signs of tumen for tumis nagoim in the house. Mari yirakar, kemari damdam, vapisin. Dark red, dark green, or if it spreads. The red and the green are mitstarf. Pisin has some of kolshu. If it expands from the original nega, the most minimal amount is considered pisin. If it expands elsewhere in a different world of the house, a gris, it has to expand the shear of a gris for the house to be considered tummy. But the tzaras that will return back to the wall after we remove the plaster and paste it back, kishne grisin, that shear has to be two grisin, not one gris. This halacha will be clarified in the later problem. The appearance of the nega has to seem deeper than the wall of the house, like by tzaras adam. Shnei shekaruris, she was shaken by kiris. They have to be kilo deep within the wall of the house. Shnei hamaris, masgirin or mechlitin, with two shades, we are either maskar or machlit. Uva pisin nesisin, and when it expands, we break down either those bricks or the entire house. Vim pasachri tayach, nesisin means we remove the bricks on which the nega is. Vim pasachri tayach. This is a cloud the Ram goes over again. If it reappears after you remove the bricks and after you put the plaster back on, notice this color base commercial is borrowed. We take it a step further and we remove the entire house. When a nega appears in the house, even if the owner of the house knows that this is for sure nega, it shouldn't come to the king and say, it appears to me that this is a nega. It looks like a nega. Even if his materials in his house were of very cheap materials, then the Kohen can enter and assess the nega. Hey, Bais Alpha, it's a very dark house, so the Kohen can't see. We don't create holes in the wall, windows to assess the nega. If the Kohen can't assess the color of the nega, the house is turned. After the Kohen assesses the nega, he has to go outside the house, stand next to the lintel. He has to leave the house, stand near the door, the hisker, and then declare the house either musk or hechot or potter. You shouldn't be masked whilst he's inside the house. If it was underneath the lintel, it was actually inside the house, and it was declared the house has good, it's not ideal, but the house is considered musk. The house has to have the gather of a house, which is more than 4 by 4 amas square. It has 4 walls. It has to be built on the ground. The walls have to be built with bricks, wood, and dirt. If there were less than 4 by 4 amas squared area in the house, if the house was round, was like a triangle, like Chomish, or like the Pentagon. Pentagon can't be metam and goyim. The house was built on a ship, so it's not on a stable ground. The toli el arbi keris, it's suspended like a treehouse. If, however, we have 4 poles, and on top of these poles that are on the ground, you put a plank on top, making it like a roof, like a kind of an open room from all sides, that is metam and goyim, because the beams that are supporting the roof are on the ground. Zayin kamavonim yu boy, how many stones have to be within the walls to consider the nega on them to be metamed, this house? In Pachas Mishmeina, the house has to have at least 8 of these stones. Shtei avanim b'chol kaisel, 2 stones for each wall. K'deshia kol kaisel rein l'nega, so that each wall can be rein l'nega. Because again, the nega has to be at least 2 grisim and 1 gris in each stone. So if you have 2 stones for each wall, that's how the house is rein for nega. Shein abayis metamed m'negoim, at shei roi b'ikish shnei grisim or shtei avanim, if they have 2 grisim and 2 stones that are next to each other. Shnemar, eshovanim, plural, ashu behen hanoga. On each stone there is a nega. Bakama itzim yubay, how much wood fixture has to be within the house? Delit tach samashkev, enough to support the lintel. V'offer, how much dirt do we require? Delitin bein patzim lachaveri, dirt that they would place between the different bricks to kind of solidify the wall. Avram hoi bepachas mishurin elo, if it were less than these minimum shiurim, ena metame bin agoyim. It's not considered the house to be metame for an agoyim. Ches halveinim v'shayish, you have bricks, not stones, bricks and marble. Ain't chashuv and kavanim. They don't have the gather of avanim. So if a neger pisses on them, it's not matam. By shech mitzad of mechupa b'shayish vech b'sela. One wall of the house was marble. One side was stone. Vech b'avanim. One side was brick. Vech b'afra. One side was made of mud. Ain't matam even a goyim. Not matam even a goyim. By is.
Maybe we'll.
This house doesn't have the stone, wood, and dirt as of the minimum sure required to consider it a house of nearby nega. And the nega pilin is well, and then you apply the materials to give the gather of a house. How is it tohir? The house is tohir because when it received the nega, it wasn't together a house. Yud. If you roofed the walls of this house with plants, bamboo, reeds, bitlan, you have been mevatel these plants to the house. Therefore, because hoyel mishamshin tashmashets heim kates, they are given the use of wood to roof the house, and there are plants. Therefore, they have the gather of eitz, and again, eitz is one of the materials that the house requires to be makabel nagoyim tumas nagoyim v'nitma habayis. So, therefore, if the house becomes tummy, nitma imay tumah chamura k'meishis boy, these bamboos on the roof receive the same gather of tumah, as will be explained in Perek Tazayin. Good aleph Yerushalayim v'chutz laaretz Yerushalayim and outside Eretz Yisrael imay tamam nagoyim. It's unlike nigi begodim. It's only inside Eretz Yisrael, excluding Yerushalayim. Shnemer bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem. Yerushalayim nischal kol shvatim. Chlekes Adam hipaskin. Yerushalayim was never nischal kol shvatim. Ubatei hagoyim shebeitz Yisrael. Ei metamim benegoyim. A house of going to Eretz Yisrael is not metamim benegoyim. Yerbeis alakeich batim benegoyim. One who purchases a house from a goy, yiro katchila, and he buys it with a nega, we consider as if the nega has just appeared. Therefore, we have to be maskev. We have to bring in the goy to assess. Gimel. Ba'ashet sidi echad goy sidi echad Yisrael. If you have a house. One side of the wall is a goy, it's a party wall. So one side of the wall is a goy, the other side of the wall is a yid. Tzidei echad ba'aretz, where you have one of the walls of the house are inside it, so tzidei echad chutz la'aretz, ein metamim min ha'goyim. Shakol abatim shabetz Yisrael, and the other house inside it, so metamim min ha'goyim. Bein tzvum mi de'odim, bein tzvum mi de'shamayim, whether they are colored through natural means or through human intervention. Unlike when it comes to nigger b'gadim, it has to be purely white. By nigger batim, the house can be different colors. Yudal, beisa yisha, women have their own private houses in those times, certain times of the week. Beis HaShutvin, if it's a joint home. Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Yesh Behen Dira LaChazon and Olil Talmidim, which had a room for personal use, for the Chazon, for the Gabay, for Talmidim, Talmidim Chachamim, would live in that room. Metamim Menegoyim. Tedvav, Kireis HaIvis, V'Kireis HaMechitza Shebabayis, the walls of a barn and the walls that are inside a house that are used to house a pet. That the pet would, the animal would sleep inside that mini kind of doghouse. Ein metamim benegoyim, they're not metamim benegoyim. Peik chamisha asim, this peik we're going to discuss hezger habayis and removing, peeling off some of the plaster, removing the stones, or ultimately, if the nega then reappears, you break down the whole house. Lach aleph, nigei batim, yesh ben hezger shleisha shvois, the hezger process takes over 3 weeks. Shein tisha asar yoyim, which is a total of 19 days. Bechore, 3 times 7 is 21. Why 19? Sheyem shavi, oid lekan, lekan day 7. Works for both week 1 and 2. V'yem shleish asar, the 7th day of week 2, is oid lekan, lekan for week 2 and 3. So total of 19 days. V'nimtzis lomad, sheim nimtzis lomid, skumtei, shim tzarech l'shleish asar voice, that if this house requires 3 weeks of hezger, re'eu bashavi, we assess it on day 7 from the beginning of the sefira, v'yem shleish asar, day 13, v'yem tish asar. Hezger batim shleish asar, seyim mefurish b'teira. Hezger batim, to go through 3 weeks of quarantine, isn't mefurish in the teira. Same applies to Rev Dine Nigibalatin, Rev Dine Nigibatin, Dirvi Kabalahin. So all these Allah, Salah, and Mashim Sina. Base, Machal Hadin Hamfarashim Behemba Terra, Bidivri Kabal, Kachim, all the dinim that are stated explicitly in the Torah, which are quite minimal. And the majority of the halachas, which Allah, Mashim Sina, are as follows, says the Rambam. Kishiyavi Hakayin, Vihira Hanega, Shekei Raka Kedam, when the Kayin comes and he sees the appearance of the red or green seem to be deeper in the wall, Kamesha Biyano. Yaska Shivis Yamim. We quarantine for 7 days. We close down the house for 7 days. Even if he comes during the first inspection, the entire house is red or green, we require hezger. Stage number one, we've got to do hezger. Bashvira Eyo, day 7, we come back and we assess. If the appearance of the color, the texture, it's diluted, it went, it's not as dark or it's not as dark as it was originally. If the nega went away in Gansen, all you have to do is peel off the location where the nega was originally. So that's, he took a sharpie and he kind of to assess where it was to make sure if it's placed or not. So all you have to remove is the place where the nega was originally. The house is tohu. You don't have to do tzipardim, as Rambam will explain momentarily. So again, if he came back at the end of week 1 and there's no, and the color either went slightly lighter or entirely disappeared, just have to peel off that part, and the rest of the house is tohu. What happens if the appearance of the color stayed the same but didn't expand? Mask of Shulshani, we go to, we count another week. Beim Shlesha Asar Ayehu, the end of week two, we assess, Imka Hanega, Yiholach Lehenega, if at the end of week two, the entire Nega went away, or the color is slightly less dark, Kailuf Makim Hanega, you have to peel off where the Nega was originally, Umatai Sabais Bitsiparn, but now because the lessening of the color hit at the end of week two, you have to be Matai with Tziparn, with birds, which Rambam will explain at the end of the Perek. V'matzah hanega, what happens if you come back in the end of week two and you find hanega shapasa, it expanded, it either expanded by the end of week two or it stayed the same color. Chevetze savanam shebehena noga, you remove the stones, you don't just peel off the plaster, you remove the stones on which the nega is on. And we remove the dirt that is around it, place it outside the city. Tachas chal habayis, i.e. the place of where he's putting the fresh stone back in, he puts fresh plaster over it. Umazgirei shavu shlishi, and then we have to wait for the end of the third week. The end of the third week, we come in and we assess. If the nega reappears after he had removed the stones and put in fresh plaster, it's called pisanachri hitoyach, comes back, it appears after he removed the plaster and the stones. V'nesis is called habayis, now he has to destroy the whole house. If the nega doesn't return, he does the process of taras tziparim, as he will explain at the end of the perek. B'chol zman sheyachzer bei hanega, kodem shetara b'tziparim, as whenever the nega returns to the house before he's entitled to the process of the tziparim, that is in natitz, because now it's considered pisayin achri hitoyach. V'mnir bei nega achri shetira b'tziparim, if the nega reappears after he did the process of taras tziparim, yirah ketchila, it's considered like a new nega. B'chein sotu impasa nega b'seif shvohor ishe, if, so Tana were discussing what happens if the nega isn't pesa during week one or two, or if the nega's color kind of goes diluted. What happens if in the end of week one, it is Pesach, it does expand. Says Ram Chayotzes Halvonis, you're not just Kailof Makim, you actually have to remove the stone, Asher Behena Noga, on which the nega is, the Kayotze Ofer Chutzein, and you take the dirt that is around the stone, set it outside the city, Fetachas Kol HaBayis, you then put in a new stone, put fresh plaster over it, Mesgiru Shavuot Sheni, it goes into another week of quarantine, V'Re'ehu. And then we assess, Yematzebe Nega Kishnegrisin, if the nega reappears, it is a Pisinach Yitoyah, has reappeared after the fresh plaster has been placed on it, and therefore Venetis is kolabais. We have to break down the whole house. If the nega doesn't return, we're metar bitziparim, the rest of the house is okay. And as the same then above, as long as he has not yet done the taras tziparim and nega reappears, yinatitz, he has to break down the house because it's considered pisayin achri hitoyach. If the nega reappears after he's metar bitziparim, so he's in the house is kill on a fresh page. If nega reappears, we assess it as if it's a new nega. When he moves these stones that have the nega on them, he has to remove at least two stones. When he removes these stones, he cannot change the places of these stones. These stones that you are taking out have to be replaced by other stones. You cannot use the dried cement from one side of the stone and place it on the other side of the stone. You cannot use fresh plaster, you have to use dirt. If, when you move these two stones, you cannot replace this cavity with one stone. Or if when we remove two stones, so we have space of two stones, you cannot use two small stones to put in the place of one original stone. You take two stones to fill up the place of the original two stones. And if you remove three stones, you can take two stones to fill in that space. If he had a wall between his house and his friend's house, Shnei Chelzin, and Yenega appears on that stone that is on the wall that is that both neighbors are using, both parties have to bechilas that stone. So we have that stone that has a Yenega on it. You have to peel off, and it's a stone that is seen within the interior of both houses. Both parties have to remove the plaster that is on that stone. Shnei kaitz an offer and remove the dirt around it. Both have to bring new stones when they're replacing that stone. But it's the owner of the house in which the nega actually appeared who has to bring the dirt to cement it in. Singular, this chaver doesn't have to pitch in for the cost of the cement. So if you have the stone that is seen from within both houses, you have to remove that entire stone because it has a nega on it. When that stone is replaced, both parties have to put money in to replace the stone. And to replace the seed, but not to replace the cement. Only the guy whose nega is seen within his house has to pay money for the cement. Evan Shabazov, so we have a stone in the corner of his mancho chelitz. When they are removing the plaster from that stone, chelitz is cool up, both parties have to remove that plaster. His mancho nesitz. But when that house that is sharing this cornerstone is being destroyed, Only the half of the stone that is within his house, that is within his house, has to be removed, and the other half of the stone in his chaver's house can remain. Yesh b'davar safek, says the Rambam, he's in doubt. Whether it's considered a handle like a hemshech. So in this case, when he removes this stone that has the nega on it, together with the rest of the house, the other half of the stone remains intact. Chayitz means you're removing the plaster from the stone. Nesitz means you destroy the whole. You destroy the whole house. So over here we see this is the wall. This is the Evan Shib Zavis. The Nega appears in the Evan. So stage one would have to be they would have to remove the plaster from the stone on both sides. But if the Nega reappears on this guy's side, he would have to remove his whole house. But the Evan Shib Pina on the other corner, that is in the other house, remains. They don't have to remove. Mm-hmm. But I remember saying it's still a suffix. He's in doubt whether this stone in the other house, this corner in the other house, is considered
but
the handle.
He doesn't have to break it.
He doesn't have to break it.
If he doesn't have to break it.
So it remains. All he has to do is just chop off the stone.
No, if he doesn't have to break the house, then he's chayil, it's what?
The chayil, it's the entire stone, even from the other side. Yeah, so it's the same stone. You have to remove the plaster from the stone.
Mm-hmm.
It has an egg on it. So that's a lacha base. Let's go over. If you go over lacha base, you'll...
In this case, why is it a suffix if he's chayil?
Because this Evan Shibapina is between the is within a wall that is being used by both people.
Right.
So, but the nega only appears within the airspace of one house, not within the room of the other house. But it's a stone that is being used by both people. So that's the suffix that I'm missing.
You could only see it in one house.
Yeah, but the stone it's kind of long, so it appears in the other house as well.
And you could see in both houses?
Yeah.
You could see it.
Yes.
Both
yes.
What's the suffix?
So the suffix, because it consists, it's part of the original stone.
The nega
is with the other house. So the suffix is this hemshech of the stone considered a yad, a handle. So we would have to remove that stone. The Rambam Paskins, we let it be. The house in which the nega appears, for Hoysa Aliyah Gaba, from the second floor. Nason is Akeris Laliyah. So if the bais becomes tummy, the slats for the roof are considered part of the loft, and therefore they are saved. Nida b'aliyah, if the nega appears on the top floor, nason is Akeris Labais, we save the slats, the roof, for the house underneath. The slats for the roof don't have to be destroyed. Lohisa Aliyah Gaba, if there's no roof, if there's no second story on top, Avanu v'eitzav efi kulni tatsin yemei, as we said before, the stones, the wood, and the dirt have to be entirely removed outside the city. However, matzos hamalbin v'sviga chaleinus, he is able to save from being destroyed a mica that they would place across the roof, a wooden mica, and the bars that he would place within the windows. Zayin. Alakech avanu v'eitzav muzgav avanu v'eitzav v'eitzav toi, if he removes, this is like similar to the din of nigah begadim, if he removes stones from a house that is under heskin and builds them in a new house. Chazer negel muzgav. And the nega returns to the house that he got these stones from originally. He has to remove these stones that he built in to his second house. What happens if the nega appears in that stone that he built in to the new house from the bayis that was musgir? Hamuzgi notates, because we consider as if this stone is kilo back in its original house and the nega appears, so that original house, number one, has to be destroyed. The second house is going to have an account for the nega that appears on the stone. How we retire this house, it has tzaras. After removing the stone, putting in a new stone, plastering, maybe we have to bring all the materials of the ezev and the erez and the shnei tilas, which is mishkal, which has the weight of a shekel, v'chule. When it comes to the Tassim Metzeder, we spread seven times the whole aguda onto the backhand of the Metzeder. And when it comes to the house, we spread seven times onto the lintel, like a decent sewing. The rest of the Metzeder are equal, i.e. that they have to be nukach and ka'achas. Both birds have to be equal, both birds should cost the same. The tzipa that you shech should be buried in front of the house. The other bird that you're using has to be sent to chutz la'ir, v'chule, v'chule.
By beged, we don't say you need to have a...
Talking about tzeras adam. Over here we're talking about tzeras. Yeah.
I'm talking about tzeras
adam.
By beged.
Yeah, we don't
require that. By beged, we don't say you need to state the party.
No, so he's talking about just like we have by tzeras. Tzeras adam, so too we have by tzeras batim.
It's interesting. By batim you need, adam you need, by beged you don't need.
Yeah. Many dinim are unique for each case. Later, Isaac. Right. Page Shishas, in this final page, I'm going to discuss how this bias is tummy. And he's going to finish off with a bissel shmuz about Lashon Hara. Lach al bais hamenoge ach mavis atumis. As a gather of an avatume, kol negei ba yitma. Anybody who touches it becomes tummy, they become a rishon. The stones that you remove after Hezger, which you have to, not the whole house that you break down, the stones that you remove that have the nega on it, or the house that you break down entirely, every part of that destroyed house is an avatum. Any olive portion size of that house, it's the time a person, by carrying them, coming into physical contact with them, or being under the same airspace as them. What's implied in Michnas, because this broken down. Because this house that is broken down enters into a tahor house. Any human and vessel that is underneath that same roof as this stone is tami, is a rishon. Just like a mitzera is metame bebiya, this evidence is also metame bebiya. The stones and the offering, the etzim of this house that is broken down, we cannot have any hanor from. If you burnt down the house and you made wine from it, even the seref is also b'hanoya, which is lashon of a curse. All the broken bits and pieces of the house have to be sent out to the city, even if the city is not mokav chema.
The
Davken Eretz Yisrael. He's, as he mentioned, the beginning of Perik Yudah.
What about
Begadim and? Begadim is Daf Ma'ayin in the previous program. It depends. Tzaras Batim only applies Bizman Shabizman Shabizmidushkayim. Tzaras Adam can apply according to the Rambam also Bizman Hazel. I think to shit right now, but that's begad. Lach a base bais musker in metame elam mitaycha a bais musker. So we said a bais that has tzaras is metame. Inside of the outside. What happens if you touch the outside? So if you touch the outside of a bias musgur, you're tired. If you touch the inside of the bias musgur, you're tummy. Shnem of a haba al a bias. If you go into the house, that is musgur. Tummy, he's gonna say it's mother. Aval mukh, tam, take him, mech, hero. Bias mukhur doesn't tummy, even if you just touch the outside of the house, like a cave. Shnem gave him a head of tummy, shnem, it's rasma menes, but bias tummy. It's rasma menes, he's tummy. What's pshat, he's tired, how you? Kilo, if the phone comes to the pus, if tummy, it's tummy. I already know it's tummy. We add an additional stringency of tumah. So too, these stones that have on it the nega during the week of Hezger, when we're waiting to come back and see if it grew or went away, even by Bais Musgur, the outside of that stone is metameh. The din is the same when it comes to Bais Musgur v'Muchot in terms of being under the same roof. Case of what's implied, if you had like a dollhouse that is underneath, you had a house that is underneath a larger house, underneath a room. Bein Muchot Bein Musgur, whether this dollhouse, kilo, quote unquote, is a Muchot or Musgur, or Ilon Shuhu Meisach Alav, we had a tree that is being mahil over this house that is tummy, that is Musgur v'Muchot. Or Yimitachas Ilon HaNechas HaBais HaChitz, and somebody who's standing under the tree, or somebody who enters this other, the exterior house, Tommy is Tommy. Sharehu v'habais ha-Tommy tachas ilechad, because he and this house that is Tommy are under the same roof. They are sharing the same roof. Mechenev menugas nechneses oyv hun chasham. Even that has tzaras on it that was placed into an oyhil. Nitma kol shibahil, everything under that shared roof space is Tommy. Hoyse menachas tachas in, if it was placed under a tree, this stone that has tzaras is placed under a tree. But Torah, even and a guy who is Torah passes under the other side of the tree, nitma, because he has been under the same oil. Hoy had Torah im tachzin, but the guy who was Torah was standing under the tree. Va'avar adam be'evan mugas, and the guy who was carrying this evan mugas was passing under the tree. Loi timahu. The minicha shomer, if the guy who was carrying the evan places it down, so now they are sharing the same space. Timahu. Shemeshiv hamenuga kamayhu, because the place in which its evan mugas is placed gives off the gedder of it. So therefore, now everything underneath this tree is considered being under the same oil as the Evan. Benodim and Kalem. Benavon ve'etze va'afori. Lachadal. Ma'al bi'odi el Evan munagas. Interestingly, that when it comes to being under the same roof space, it is metame. What about oil? What happens if a guy puts his hand over an Evan munagas, or shehil olav, or somebody places the Evan over him? Toy. He is toy. Achi yiga. So when we talk about being metame, both the Evan and the individual have to be sharing the same roof space. Not in that way the metame of oil. Not in the sense that if he puts his hand over, he's metame. He's tom. What happens if a guy walks backwards into a house that is teras? Feel it. Nichus kulam mechutz mechatme. If he entered into the house backwards, with the exception of his nas, tohi. Shem v'habal abayis derech bia timatero. Lachavav toshe yichnis reishiv rebal abayis nitma. If he's walking straight with his nose first into the house, and the majority of his body enters the house, then he becomes tummy. In tals toshe yichnis mimenu shalosh shayis labayis tummy nitmes. A tals that has more than 3x3 its boys. Who 3x3 its base of that beggar enters the house, the entire beggar is now tongue. So too a klichas whose open part of the keli you had entered into the house, it's now tummy. Avos shar keli near the keli, al sheikh nesurev keli, it only becomes tummy once the majority of the keli enters the esbisam sheikh nesurev keli, nitmamiyad. Medvon mun, when these above applied, became shenichasu chalutzin, when these keli, when these clothes entered into the airspace of the house when they weren't being worn. So then we say that shalosh shalosh boys, then it becomes tummy. Avos adam yisal shenichas by some lugav, who loves to be with God, if ever somebody was wearing his clothes and he entered the house, v'sandal barag of the base of the yad, he's wearing his shoes on his feet and he's wearing a ring, ha'reha adam tummy miyad, the individual is tummy straight away. U'begadav, but his garments, tahorim, atahu, until he waits the amount of time it would take the person to recline, to eat bread, together with a dip, which is a quicker shoot of time than it would take to eat these shalosh beitzim without the dip. And we have to think that his begadav wouldn't become tummy when he eats. What happens if he doesn't eat? What's pshat? Elalitin shilo sheichiv ka'eichol. The juxtaposition of Hashaychev and Ha'echel is to teach me that Echad Hashaychev Ha'yeshev Ha'yeimit, that whether you're lying down, sitting, or standing, you're tummy. Im shaha kedei le'echel shir achilo ha'murah nitmo begadav. And if you stayed in there, the amount it takes to eat, Ha'echel, then your begadav also become tummy. But you become tummy straight away. So you become tummy straight away, but if you wait enough time to eat shalosh beitzim of lachem together with lifton, then your begadav become tummy. Walking to the house, carrying his clothes over his shoulder and his rings within his hand, he was holding them. They weren't on his finger. He and his kelim are tummy straight away. His matzel, his begadim, only when he's actually wearing them, as mentioned above, to a certain amount of time. Animals and goyim that are wearing clothes that entered into a house that has tzaras, the kelim become tummy straight away. But a goy is not a kabbal tumah. The close he is, but he himself isn't. Just like an animal is not a kabbal tumah.
Which tumah does tzaras give over?
It gives over the gedav rishi. So the house itself is an af.
Yeah.
So human beings and kelim come in contact with it, become a rishi.
Yeah, so then the begadim become a shein.
No, the begadim also rishi. Ein rishi nois a sheini by kelim. So the gedav of the begadim is a rishi.
So the person is tummy, but the begadim are not are going to stay tummy?
Before about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. Yeah.
If he's going to leave, then he's going to stay tummy.
His begadim will be tired, because a person who's a rishon cannot be metame kelim, which also cannot be tummy from an out. Ein rishon is a rishon.
So this person, when he leaves the bayis, when he touches stuff, what happens?
Any clothes that he's wearing, it's tired.
Anything is going to be tired. Huh?
Anything kelim or person that he touches will be tired. Any food or mashma will be tummy. It's a shame.
Oh, you can be
mitame
any
problem? No. If he's standing inside the house, and he stuck his hand outside the airspace of the house and he was holding his rings. If he waited inside the house enough time to eat for the shir, it's mentioned above, the tabois, which are outside the house, become tummy, because they are an extension of him. And he stuck his hand inside the house. This is kind of din derabanan. Nitmo yadav bilvad miyad. Only his hands become tummy straight away. Because midrash ha'av you gatz and tummy gatz and tarz. Din derabanan. Only his hands become tummy. Him shol yadav b'fnim k'day achila sashir. If your hands were inside the espace of the house, enough time to eat the shir of shalosh beim of with lift on. Nitmo tabayis of ve'im loy shahu teheres ibnisht. His tabayis hatohu. Nachatayas kol matzav b'tam pasav beim amaze.
Din
derabanan. Kol matzav b'tam pasav beim amaze. Anything that any keli kli cheres that says what's inside by being tightly sealed shut, and within the airspace within a room that has a mason site, matzah mechus bebayis menuga, doesn't have to be tightly sealed in a house that has just having the cover on it cover over it, it's meshama what's inside from being tam. Chala matzah mechus bebayis, anything that saves an item inside it by being covered over in an oil hamais, afilo hoya magula bebayis menuga harizatoy. Like we had the case that I will explain momentarily. Case at Ticher is a Kli Avonim and Kli Adame. You had an earthenware stone or an earthen kiln. Again, the difference between a Kli Cheres and a Kli Adame is that Ticher is you put into a kiln, so it's hard. Kli Adame is stomped out. The Chayitza by him, which are toy, show you Eichel and Mashkin the kiln of the Sechem, which had food, the drink, and kiln inside them. And they have a cork over them inside the Baisimanuga. Afbish in Makovim and Tzamat Pasa, even though you don't have cement around the cork to give together of Tzamat Pasa. The contents is tired. And the keli itself is tired. What happens? We have this bar chados, which is like a cistern or a well, a mikveh inside one's house. Even though they are uncovered, mentioned before, you have this dos that has a menorah inside it, that has a kli hafach on top of it, because it could be place down right on top, so what's inside the dos is tar. In this case, we're saying even if it doesn't have that menorah that is holding that keli on top of it, it's also tar. The items inside it are also tar. Lachiyud, this we're going to finish. Hirchis tum tzaras, hu shem ha'am b'shutfas.
Why? Why is it tar?
I said, Toy, this is a, it's like a, this din it's of tzaraf.
Only in a person? Only in a person?
No, unrelated. Unrelated.
We're saying the kalim are staying, are going to be
tahu. The kalim that are inside the dosa tahu, that are within this cavity in the ground, that within a bais that has a mess, if there was a cover that could technically cover the, this cavity, they're still going to be tahu. So if you don't have this covering in the bais menorah, what's inside is also tahu.
Right.
That's what he said over here. He's giving a cloud. No, it doesn't spread inside the cavity. That's what he's saying. A filo hoye.
That spreads inside the whole house, but not
within, but not within the boat. No. Tzaras, u'shema b'shut, this is a general term for tzaras. Kelo nyanam harbe, shenam demin zelo zeh. Shere levin oed ha'odim kari tzaras. The white and silver called tzaras. The fields mix a sar harei she'izak and kari tzaras. Ha'elos is also tzaras. U'shiri enim begadim e'yabatim kari tzaras. Different colors and clothing and the house is also called tzaras. It's a general term. It's not a natural occurrence. First of all, his house changed. If he continues in his ways, until the extent that his house actually becomes destroyed, then something closer to him, his kelim, become Tommy. If they are burnt and he doesn't get the message, and the clothes that he's actually wearing become Tommy. His actual body, his actual gets tzaras. And then he becomes the talk of the town. Actually, he's asik b'sichas Hashem so that this is done so that he doesn't continue to engage in wicked speech. Regarding this union of not to speak redundantly and in a manner that is derogative about others, which means she was older than her. She grew up. She was with him during his entire life, during his hard times, and really cared for him. She didn't intend to speak negatively about him. And Latos, she hish raisa shanavim. She equated Moshe Rabbeinu to other Navim. But who loy hoy makvido kol yedvon? And Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't care what she said. Shenamav ish Moshe onamayed. Vafal pichin meid. Vafal pichin miyadnein shabat tzaras. Straight away she was punished with tzaras. The kavachem will be on them harosher metipsh mshemayim davik days when it flies. And which most regarding politicians who talk big. Fikach therefore roy lemisha roy shiratz lachavin orcha. Person wants to straighten his path, to stay away from them, to talk with them, to converse with them, so that person doesn't get caught in the net. This is how people end up in this trap. As follows, first, what's the dig? Something that somebody can say, and he has to explain in a lot of dvarim, it's called a ksil. Just the rave dvarim itself is an issue. By using too much words, so this is saying in the Gemara, you want information, spoken information, you can buy with a seller, but to get the guy to be quiet, you got to pay him twice. You double. And being that this guy doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut, he's going to start gossiping about the Nevi'im. And to raise that about what they say, which are the Nevi'im, this is going to then lead them to deny the existence of the Eibushit. What caused them to direct their speech against the Eibushit? Their unbridled mouth that just continues plappering in this world. This is a talk that is caused by those who sit in the pubs. It's about divrei Torah and words of wisdom. Helps them with their dibur shnemer os nidburu. Yiri Hashem ishel re'ehu ve'akshav shem yishma. Kasa saves the carnal fun of Yiri Hashem. V'cheish v'shemei v'richa rachmane design.